Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government to implement strawberry production program. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
A strawberry cultivation program will come on stream over the next 2 months in a bid to meet the demands of the tourism sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says following a successful pilot in St. Andrew, the full program can now be implemented.
Jamaica must be able to provide strawberries for all the hotels that we have on this island. The market is big and they have to import. And since we can grow it here, let us go and plant it.
Mr. Hutchinson says strawberries will do well in Clarendon and is urging farmers to take advantage of the program to increase their earnings while noting that the strawberry market is lucrative. He is encouraging farmers to join a group or organization and benefit from technical assistance from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA.
When these projects are rolled out, it is going to come through the organization where it can be monitored to make sure that it is grown properly, the technical assistance is given, so everybody understands that when we are ready to market it, we know who and who we can go to.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing farmers attached to the Thompson Town Achievers Benevolent Society in Clarendon at the Thompson Town Community Center in the parish recently. A Scotch bonnet pepper project will be rolled out in a few weeks. Farmers will be provided with seedlings under this initiative. Did you know that Jamaica is among the top biodiversity and conservation sites for endemic plants in the world, and these plants are preserved by the Public Gardens Division? That tip was brought to you by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You get dog food in a plate, him take you out and put pan grong. Translation, when you feed a dog in a plate, it takes out the food and places it on the ground. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Residents of Outerius, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation invites you to the first Hope for Jamaica Town Hall meeting with Prime Minister the Most Honorable Andrew Holness on Thursday, May 4 at 6 p.m. at the Outerius High School, Milford Road, Outerius. Come and hear the government's plans for building a prosperous Jamaica. That's the first Hope for Jamaica Prime Minister's Town Hall in Outerius at Outerius High School, Thursday, May 4 at 6 p.m. Brought to you by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Building a prosperous Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, some people aren't accustomed to quality, so there is no point forcing it onto them. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force, and we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.